Welcome to the City Hall, Palazzo Comunale of Bologna. The building in which we find ourselves is commonly called Palazzo da Curzio by the locals because it was built in the 13th century at the behest of the municipality of Bologna on the remains of the home of the famous Tuscan jurist Accurzio da Bagnolo. The municipality of Bologna had built it for the need to have a warehouse for the stocks of cereals, and for this reason it was initially called Palazzo della Biada, a term used in the Middle Ages that generically referred to agricultural products. Starting from 1336, as is still today, the building represented the political power of Bologna, initially becoming the seat of the city magistracy of the elder consuls, anziani consoli, to then become, from 1506 to 1860, the seat of the mixed government. The latter was made up of the magistracy of the Senate, in which only the most important Bolognese aristocratic families could take part, and of the cardinal legate, as the representative of the pontifical power. From the unification of Italy and to the very day, the building houses the City Hall of Bologna on the first floor. Now we are located on the second floor, which once housed the apartments of the cardinal legate and of his court, and precisely we are in the oldest part of the building, and from here our journey dedicated to the clock tower of Piazza Maggiore begins. In front of you is the model of the building, created in 2016 by the Department of Architecture of the University of Bologna, and which reconstructs the architectural complex in its current form. If you stop for a few minutes, you will notice the details of the architectural and decorative parts, such as the majestic and imposing portal overlooking Piazza Maggiore that was built in 1555 by Galeazzo Alessi, designed as the main entrance to connect the square to the courtyard of honor and to harmoniously link the 13th century core of the building, the one on the left, including the tower and the portico, with the additions of the following centuries. To the left of the main entrance, you can admire the Madonna di Piazza, a terracotta work created in 1478 by Niccolò dell'Arca, a famous sculptor who was active in Bologna in the second half of the 15th century, known above all for the famous lamentation over the dead Christ, Compianto sul Cristo Morto, preserved in the church of Santa Maria della Vita. Niccolò dell'Arca also created the covering of the marble arch of San Domenico, a work from which his nickname derives. Moving along the perimeter of the building on Piazza Nettuno, we find the access to the Sala Borsa, which has housed a multimedia library since 2001, but that originally housed the Garden of the Simple, l'Orto dei Semplici, a term used to indicate the garden of medicinal plants. The garden in Bologna, more specifically, was built in 1568 by the famous Bolognese naturalist Ulisse Aldrovandi. Continuing on the side that rises on Via Ugobassi, you can instead notice the old fountain, Fontana Vecchia, built in 1565 by the Sicilian architect and painter Tommaso Lauretti, who in the same period created the Fountain of Neptune, Fontana del Nettuno, with the help of the Flemish sculptor Gian Bologna for the bronze parts. Now continue your visit by climbing up the stairs on your left.